largest operating steam engine in the world made a stop in Friesland Thursday morning. Big Boy is making the rounds as part of the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad. There were only 25 built, and the 132-foot-long, 1-million-plus-pound recently restored engine is the only one on the tracks. Jay Pieper of Fall River joined hundreds upon hundreds along the Union Pacific Railroad tracks waiting for their opportunity to see number 4014.
I expected this, to be honest with you. I think people are being drawn back by the trains and, you know, train travel a little bit. I'm not surprised at all by the amount of turnout.
Brian Kazel of Milwaukee is a lifelong train enthusiast and member of the National Railway Historical Society, who was seeing Big Boy for the first time on the High Irons.
I mean, being able to see it move, that's the treat. And it's pretty neat. It's quite the sight. I always tell people, if you ever get a chance to see something like this, you might never get a chance to see it again. It's a lot of fun, but this thing here stands above the rest, just mostly because of the immense size of the locomotive itself and the fact that the Union Pacific Railway took the time, spent the money to get the thing rebuilt.
Tom Stewart of Reedsburg was at Wednesday's stop in Adams, where onlookers were held 75 feet back behind fences guarded by law enforcement because the locomotive was parked in an active rail yard. Spectators in Friesland were able to get close enough to admire the restoration work.
It's awesome. I mean, I think it's really kind of an interesting thing what this group of men did to rebuild it and to get it back to do what they did. It really talks about people that are committed, and they probably, after they finished, they thought they should be committed.
Most of the people we spoke with said they have loved trains since their youth. Jen Van Baron of Randolph brought her 5 children to see Big Boy.
Got 2 boys who think trains are really neat. They'd watched a few videos of it and seen, so they kind of knew what it would maybe look like, but seeing it in person is really neat.
You guys like trains?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this train?
Really big. Really big.
Dick and Pat Luckard of Horicon were not train enthusiasts until their grandson Paul developed a passion. They stood along the tracks with a handmade sign welcoming Ed, the engineer who pilots Big Boy.
And Ed came down when he saw the sign and traded hats with my grandson, and we got a super duper picture, you know, worth $1 million. This is something that these kids and I think adults are going to remember forever.
Grandson Paul, who traveled from Butler, was beaming from ear to ear.
I like it a lot.
Were you expecting it to be so big?
Yes.
Were you expecting that?
No.
Spectators still have opportunities to see Big Boy in Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska before Union Pacific 4014 pulls back into the station where it all started in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Craig Warmbold, reporting for WBEV.